Well, I grew up overseas a lot. My parents were in Nigeria and Ghana and Ethiopia growing up. So when they came back in 1972, my mother soon got involved in, because the chancellor at North Carolina A&T, it was A&T College at the time, I believe, but now it's North Carolina A&T State University. But Dr. Dowdy there asked my mother to take over the, I think it was Afro House at the time, but became the African Heritage Center, and then the Mattie Reed African Heritage Center, named after my mother. But every time I came to Greensboro, which is where I was born, she would draw me into that to help her put up an exhibit, or to help her to help document, help to organize the archive, the museum. So I was drawn into my African American heritage through helping her. At a later point, my father, in about 1995 to 96, he lost four brothers. And on one of the trips, with the last brother, I went to the funeral. And at that point, I realized I really didn't know my own history. And it was at that point that the genealogy bug hit me. And then I wanted to record everything. I went back to my father's hometown of Columbia, Louisiana. I first had learned at this during the funeral and the gathering of the family about my great-great-grandfather and grandmother, and so I wanted to learn whatever I could about them, but it became really a passion with me. And then when my mother passed, I took her ashes back to Louisiana. And at that point, I wanted to record more about her history from the people that were still remembering. And that trip changed me in many ways. But I learned about the Randolph family, and then discovered a connection to Thomas Jefferson's family and the Randolph family. I ended up writing a book about Thomas Jefferson's slaves, and I ended up doing a documentary on Thomas Jefferson's slaves. So my passion has just grown with it. I have continued to capture and record any oral history that I have been able to work into my schedule, because a goal of mine is to capture, preserve, and just record these individual oral histories so that we'll have those stories, those African American stories, in years to come.